shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The Good News in Shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
Isaiah 30 and verse 1 begins with a very endearing statement. Woe to the rebellious children. This is God speaking of his children, his people. And he is defining them as rebellious. They're rebels. They're rebels because what he tells them to do and how he tells them to live, they do the opposite. They rebel. And he says what they do. He says, this is what these little rebels do. They take counsel. They listen to counsel. They'll take people's advice. They'll accept others' opinions, but not of me. They listen to everybody else, but they don't listen to me. And they devise plans for their lives, what they will do, where they will go, where they'll live, where they go to school, where they'll work, what they want to do. They have all the plans laid out for themselves of what they want, but it's not of my spirit. It's not something that was conceived in my spirit and given to them. And they continue doing it, adding sin to sin. Sin is, what is the sin? It's not the overt sinning of drinking, smoking, chewing, and running around with those who do, but it's the sin of not listening to God. Not appreciating the wisdom of this book. In this particular case, in Israel's case here, in context, Israel is looking to Egypt to form an alliance that would protect them from the Assyrian aggression. So the Assyrians are revving up to attack Israel, and Israel wants to protect herself, can't do it alone, so she's going to go and establish an alliance with Egypt to protect her. You can see how that would irritate God. They're supposed to look to him first. He would take care of them. He would protect them. He would guide them. He would lead them. But instead of doing that, they're going to run to Egypt and form some kind of an alliance with them that's going to cost them down the road. Egypt's not doing it for free. And this annoys God. He says, you're rebellious children. You're still my children. I haven't disowned you. You'll always be my children. That's probably, you've said that about your own children. Good, bad, or whatever, indifferent, they're my kids. And that's what God says. They're always my children. They're born into my family. I'll never disown them. But they're a bunch of little rebels right now because they're not listening to me. And they're devising plans that don't come from me. And they're heading off to Egypt to get help from some place where they should never be looking to. And of course, for us as believers, it can also be the same. We look to other places and other people to help us out of our situations. We're always looking to somebody instead of God first. Now, God might use other people to help us, but we look to God first. the way it is in many people's lives, and is they look to every place else first, and then when there's no place else to go, they go to God. He's like the last resort. I guess if I can't find help anywhere else, I'll go to God. When really it should be the other way around. We should go to God first and then allow God to use people to help us. And so believers are this way. They do that. The counsel that we receive as believers oftentimes is just human opinion, telling us what we should do or what we shouldn't do. So God calls them children, as we said, because they belong to Him. But also in that word children means that they're not mature adults. You're just a bunch of kids who don't really know. You haven't lived long enough. You haven't gained enough wisdom yet to figure things out for yourself. So they are not mature. Mature sons, we know Romans 8:14, mature children of God are led of the Spirit. But in this case, they're not being led by the Spirit. They're devising their own plans. And those plans will be self-serving, not Christ-serving. Because if you're a mature believer, a mature Christian this morning, you know that God's wisdom, God's counsel, is designed to give you good success in life. That the best place for you to get counsel and the best place for you to receive wisdom, which is the ability to know what to do, is from God. It's the place where good success will come from. The mature Christian is the one who knows that God's plans for himself and for his family are superior to his own plans and purposes. And so when they make decisions, when they make transitions, they put a lot of prayer into it. Because they want God's heart, they want God's mind, they want God's direction. And even if it doesn't look like it would be something that they would choose, it might well be the very best choice that they made. The mature Christian chooses to do life God's way, mostly because he's tried it his own way so many times and failed that he's learned the hard way that it's better to listen to God than to just figure it out for myself. God's plan for their life. Some people don't want to hear God's plan. Rebellious children reject God's counsel, it says. Rebellious ones, they don't want to hear God's counsel. They don't want God's wisdom for their life. They reject God's plan for their life. They've got their own thing going. And from time to time, we see it around here from time to time, people get offended, not you guys, because the ones we offended are already gone. Not you guys. But they get offended by the truth, and so they switch churches. They don't want to hear that. They just want to hear that everything is cool, God loves me, I'm perfect in His sight, it's all grace, I don't have to do nothing. They just want to hear that aspect, which is all true, but they don't want to hear anything about accountability or opportunities or anything else, serving God. That interferes with my plans. And so I think I'll just switch churches till I find one that says something that I can better appreciate, one that really ministers to me. I'll come back and tell people later that, I found a new church and it's just so good. It's just every time I go, it just blesses me so much. And the reason they say that is Isaiah chapter 30, verse 10. Because these rebellious children tell their seers, do not see, and to the prophets, do not prophesy to us right things. Don't tell us the truth. Speak to us smooth things. Prophesy deceit. Don't tell us the truth. Tell us things that are smooth. Tell us things that we like to hear. Make us happy. That's your goal in the pulpit. Make the people happy in front of you. Make them all smile. Don't tell them the truth. Right? We went from verse 1 to verse 10. Verse 10, we don't want to hear the truth. We want to hear smooth things. We want Pastor Smoothie up there. That never offends anybody. God gives his children here every opportunity to repent. He gives his children every opportunity to repent. Verse 15, Isaiah 30. In returning in rest, you'll be saved. In returning and resting, you'll be saved. In quietness and confidence shall be your strength. He said, you can just, I mean, you're rebellious. You're trying to do your own thing. You're trying to just take your salvation. Go to heaven, but while I'm on earth, live for me. And to get what I want out of life, which probably I'll never get anyways. I'll be chasing it forever. Until I'm too old to run anymore. I'll be chasing it. But people are fixed on it. I got to have all these things. That's what I want to do. That's where I want to be. So thus, he says, but you can return. You can find rest. You don't have to be this way. I'm not going to punish you. You're saved, and you can return. And in quietness and in confidence, you can have strength. And look at the last part of verse 15. But you would not. That's called free volition. That's the free will of man, given to Adam back in the garden and passed on to every human being throughout the generations, the ability to say no even to God. Say, no, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do it God's way. I don't want to know what God has in store for me. I got my own plans going. I want to be a lawyer and make a bunch of money. Well, do you want to pray and ask God if that's his plan for your life, being a lawyer? It could be. It might well be, but maybe it isn't. Maybe he's got something else, which would be better for you. I don't care. That's what I want to be. I'm stubborn. Maybe it could be, that's just one example. It could be any number of a thousand things that I'm just stubbornly opposed to doing anything different than what I want to do. But you would not.
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.
Good Country homestyle cooking is found at Crossroads Restaurant, your place for beef and pork roast, chicken and dumplings, fried turkey breast with lots of veggies and salad bar.